Welcome to the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm your host, Debbie B. Today's guest is Nick Steiner, Chamber President, founder of the Mini Farm Project, 2023 Moreton Bay Citizen of the Year, and a passionate champion of our community. Nick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you. Nick, what are you seeing on the ground right now with the fuel crisis? How real is the impact for local businesses?
What a time to be alive. We are experiencing so much issues at the moment in small business. Larger businesses are starting to become affected. I've been recently doing a number of meetings with Business Chamber Queensland over the last couple of weeks. We're now addressing these issues directly with all of our members. The Business Chamber Queensland has done a survey of 400 businesses in Queensland. 80% of them are already affected. They're thinking about reducing their staff, changing the times of operation. Half of the business owners have mental health issues now in relation to what's going on. So they're the two big key factors based on that survey. We've also heard that the fishermen aren't going out. There's a big company in Rockhampton that's shut down operations. There was an organization in Redcliffe that's shut down. And a lot of the other fishermen on the boats who get all the fish for our lovely meals, they're not going out at the moment because the cost of fuel is too high for their catch. So they're just doing it whenever they think is necessary. So that's going to have a massive impact already. Some of the other chamber meetings that we've had with other chambers of commerce around Queensland, Mareeba Chamber have already mentioned that some of their members who are farmers are not bringing things down south because the cost of transport was already too high. So the issue that we're facing now is obviously a fuel issue, which affects all logistics and deliveries. So any businesses that get material things delivered to them will be affected, everyone. Customers coming to your business will be affected. We're hearing businesses who have staff who are going, we can't afford to do the extra travel now, so we're not going to do these shifts. So we're going to be, you know, swapping and changing shifts if we can and not coming along. So this is now just the early stages. What's happening in the Strait of Hormuz is on and off again. It's crazy. I don't think it's going to be resolved in the next few weeks. And as a result, it's going to be an impact that I think is going to last at least 12 to 24 months until it wriggles through the system, if it gets fixed at all. If that war goes on, we're all going to be in some serious trouble. Saying that also, that's only 20% of the fuel that comes through there. The biggest problem is the fertilizer. So we're now seeing farmers all across Australia going, we may not be growing in this season, or we might be changing something else. So food prices will be going up. There will be food shortages by the end of the year, and we're seeing reports potential in 2027 we'll have major food shortages across the world, as well as a result of farmers not being able to plant now. There's a 12-month supply from our research around the world of the food system, that once that filters through, then the shortage will start coming. So they're saying as early as January, February of 2027. So we've got a few issues that we need to deal with. So we're letting our members know to put a risk management plan in place a few weeks ago. And when we surveyed them, only one in six actually had a risk plan in general. So we're saying to them, sit down with your staff or the people that run your business and actually start putting a plan in. What happens if fuel goes to $5, $10? What happens if your deliveries can't come every single day? Can you do it on one day? How are you going to operate your business if your customers can't get to you? These are the things that we need to start looking at. And in addition, also, it's not about your business. It's about your home life as well. I mentioned at one of our recent meetings, is your home clean? Like, when my home is not clean, my headspace is not that good because I'm thinking about all this stuff that's in my way. So clean your house, make sure your food's stocked up, make sure you have certainty. When you have certainty and when you have a risk management plan, you can make clear decisions.
That's a real eye-opener. My gosh, I hadn't even thought about all of the things that you've just spoken of. Yep. So there's a lot of people out there that weren't aware of what's going on.
Nope. That's a big issue as well. I'm walking around and it's just like everyone's walking around going, oh, it's all great, it's going to be resolved in 2 weeks. It's like, no. It's not. Like 90% of small businesses in Western Australia are already starting to offlay staff.
Even if it's resolved in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the repercussions are going to go on for at least 12 months, aren't they? Trying to get everything back to normal.
Yeah.
If there is a
back to normal. And it may be the new normal, the old COVID narratives, is fuel will be at a consistent higher price than we've actually experienced. And I remember fuel used to be 50 cents back in my day.
Yeah.
And now it's like $3.19 today for diesel.
Yes.
It's like, that's a ridiculous amount of price. And diesel is supposed to be always be cheaper than regular petrol. So someone's obviously making some money on that.
Yeah. Traditionally, that's always been the way. But when there's more need for it, the price goes up.
Yep.
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 Nick, you mentioned only one in six businesses have a risk plan.
Yep.
Why is that number so low?
Look, we're hearing that business people are busy being busy and doing their stuff, and they're not thinking about these external factors. And we're trying to get them back into going, stop what you're doing and put your plan into place. So these things are overlooked easily by a lot of people.
And as you said, it's good for your mental health if you have everything in place.
If you're making great decisions because you've got a plan and your place is clean and your business is organized and you know what's going to happen, then you're not going to have the mental health issues that some of these other people are having. It's like 200 businesses surveyed have mental health issues now across Queensland. So take that as a proportion of the amount of businesses. That's quite a lot of people being stressed right now. And even one of our other members was saying that their hospitality, their smaller delivery drivers are experiencing, as soon as they leave the dock, they've lost money because of the cost of fuel. So their staff are giving them their tips.
So, Nick, what are you hearing from your members that most people wouldn't expect?
Stress, uncertainty with deliveries and the cost of logistics. They cannot make long-term plans because of the uncertainty, and the government isn't providing that certainty on a federal level. And the states can't do that much because everyone's guided by the federal level. So,
exactly.
Yes, there are ships coming. Yes, there are petrol here. Yes, I've seen tankers driving around, and there's fuel here in Moray Field in Caboolture. But you're looking at rural areas are very affected, and it's not going to be too long until we're affected as well. It's the uncertainty factor that makes planning and business hard. And people are just going along at the moment. They're just going to work, doing the things that they can do. Hopefully, they'll start planning their risk assessments.
Okay. So for a business owner listening right now, what's the first thing they should do after this podcast?
One thing is stop what you're doing for an hour, no distractions, write a risk management plan. What happens if fuel goes to $5? What happens if it goes to $10? What happens if staff can't make shifts? What happens if customers can't get to you? Can you trade 4 days a week? Can you alternate what you do? Can you actually front run your suppliers and buy a whole heap of stock now? So if it costs a dollar today and you're thinking it's going to cost $3 in 4 months, when's the best time to buy that? So these are the things to start thinking about. Get your managers involved, and then go home tonight, turn the TV off and whatever you watch, and actually sit down with your family and go, let's do a plan for our house. What food do we have? What do we need? Let's clean the house up, get our headspaces right, and let's all tackle this together.
Great advice. Let's lighten this conversation up a little bit, Nick.
Sorry, everyone.
Tell us about the recent or upcoming Chamber events.
So we've got some really great events coming up. On the 29th, we've got our next pub chat at Buddy Brewing, which is going to be great. So we've got Mark Ryan joining us. We've got three of the Fab Four. Councillor Tony Ladder, Brooke Savage, and Mark Booth is coming. So Adam's away on holidays. He's going to Vietnam. So we've got four for a lovely panel. Great networking night. It's a free event for members. On the 1st of May, we've got a Ladies Who Lunch with the fabulous Candace Kiss at Annie Lane. There's only four tickets left. Hopefully you can go and get that straight away. So there'll be a lovely lunch at Annie Lane. They've already done a great plan for that. So if you're interested in doing some networking with women, get into that. And in May the 13th, just pencil that in, we may be doing an event with one of our member venues and talking about a very big development that may be happening. We're just finalizing that speaker at the moment. We've got a few things happening, so it's going to be a short lead in time for promotions, but we want to get that in mid May.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks for having me. See you next time.
The Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce is doing more than just connecting businesses. It is building a stronger, more resilient community for every one of us who calls this region home. And this chat with Nick just brings it home, doesn't it? If you're a local business owner who isn't yet a member, now is the time. Get involved, have your voice heard, and be part of something bigger than any one business. And don't forget to complete the 2026 member survey so your voice shapes the future of our region. There are a few events coming up. Ladies Who Lunch with Moreton Bay Businesswoman of the Year, Candice Kiss, at Andy Lane's Cafe on the 1st of May, or the Glassies Business Awards closing 3rd of May. Get voting. Thank you to Nick Steiner for his time on such an important issue, and thank you for listening. Until next time, keep connecting, keep growing, and keep supporting locals. Keep up to date with business and real estate news on 1015fm.com.au.